You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember that school in L.A. where a teacher fed his students semen? And I think another teacher was a part of it. Well, the L.A. superintendent decides to fire everybody in the school. Just everybody. From custodians to the principal. He just tagged with us. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. He said he wanted to smash what he called a culture of silence. End quote. All right. He said it was a quick, responsive action to a heinous situation. We're not going to spend a long time debating student safety. Now, the superintendent's name is John Deasy. He's 51 years old. And I guess he ticked off a lot of people with this, but for other people, they said, yeah, I guess he has 660,000 children in the Los Angeles Unified School District. Apparently, he does do surprise classroom visits. He has been seen to pick up playground litter. He does ask lobby for donations, blast politicians over funding cuts. This guy's pretty active. Usually, you never know where the superintendent is, right? I don't think I've ever seen my superintendent. I went to 12 different schools. I don't think I've ever met the superintendent. This guy sounds kind of hands-on. But honestly, what an embarrassment for something like this to happen in one of your schools. Let me see what, so where's everybody going? Trying to see, let me see. Let me see. He said, I think he even fired a substitute teacher after finding students just sitting there doing busy work. You know, maybe this is kind of what we need with, now again, I'm only getting one side of the story. I don't know what, you know, what his criticisms are, but I mean, you know, maybe we do need more hands-on superintendents. I mean, these children are getting away with murder. These teachers are getting away with murder. Maybe we do need, and again, I respect a lot of teachers. There are some, you know, some good teachers out there, but then you have these idiots feeding semen. You have teachers just letting kids do busy work. You have teachers screaming at kids for their political orientation. I mean, what is going on? Remember, your child spends more time with their teacher than usually both parents combined. All right? You want the person who your child is spending the most time with to be a good influence and to be influencing them in a positive way academically. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I think it did good. All right, let's see. They say, as the school year was ending last month, DC was focused on hiring 80 new principals, particularly at troubled urban high schools, they say, that are called quote-unquote dropout factories. He also pushed 50 current principals to retire or transfer them as to interview replacement candidates himself. So, I mean, it sounds like he's, you know, yeah, but then, yeah, you do wonder, what are the principals doing? Yeah, you know, where's the work ethic? What is going on? Now, in some of these teachers' defense, I see a lot of teachers as patients, and many of them say, look, the kids don't care, and the parents don't care. When I threaten to call the parents, these kids don't care. The parents don't discipline them. The parents are never home, and that's an issue. Yeah, now, again, I don't want it to be like when I grew up. I mean, you know, a teacher called my parents, you didn't sit for a week. I mean, it was brutal. Our, you know, back porches were painted red, pretty, in a variety of different reds, sometimes a whole rainbow color. I mean, it was, you know, so I mean, no, we don't want parents going back to that type of, you know, punishing. But honestly, these kids, they don't care. I'll tell your mom, I'll tell your father, who cares? What of it? You know, and some of my teachers say, you know, they fail the kids. They can't. I mean, they you know, these kids turn in a test with hardly anything written on it, almost daring them to fail them. And I think the teacher should fail them. I mean, if the student is not going to allow you to get through to them, but what do you do if the parents don't care? How do you make these kids care? How do you make a teenager care? I got two kids, 12 and 9, And one of them, that's probably his most commonly used line, I don't care. Now, of course, I switch things around. I go, well, then I don't care about the birthday party you're going to this weekend. I don't care about taking you there, so we are not going to do it. Or I don't care about your computer, so I'm going to take your computer computer time away so you don't get, you know what I mean? I'll try to switch it up, but I'm so tired of hearing it. Well, I don't care. I don't care. Even if it's like, well, what do you want to eat? I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. You don't have an opinion? You have no opinion on the subject whatsoever. No opinion. I don't care. Now, sometimes it's easy because the other one, my younger son, he really cares. He cares a little too much. Yes, this is what I want to eat. All right. I saw on MasterChef they were making crab legs. So I want a crab leg. Oh, it's heck bad. No, we're doing top ramen and some vegetables. Yeah, so sometimes your kid could be too opinionated. You know, I kind of like them when the kids didn't talk and they didn't have an opinion. And all of a sudden they get an opinion. And you don't really want to hear their opinion. But, you know, what happened in this L.A. school with the semen issue, absolutely frightening, like something like that could happen. So for him to do a one-fell-swoop approach, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. And, you know, we were talking about Consumer Reports, and Consumer Reports had rated hospitals. Some of the top hospitals were Billings Clinic in Billings, Montana, St. Clair's Hospital West in Wisconsin, Alton Memorial in Alton, Illinois, but some of the worst, the bottom three were Sacred Heart Hospital in Chicago, Harlem Hospital Center in New York, Lake Regional Health System in Osage Beach, Missouri. And, you know, even the top hospital only got a 72 point out of 100 score based on communication and readmission rates and infection, et cetera. And they talked about some of the things that they found at Sacred Heart Hospital, you know, dirty instruments, rusty instruments, dirty refrigerator, you know, and you know, you almost wonder, you know, maybe they need to do an all-in-one approach with that. I'm not saying everybody needs to be fired from the hospital, but, you know, if they can't figure out who's doing the halfway work, you know, I've known many doctor's offices that say, you know what, if we can't tell who's messing up, everybody gets fired and we start over. You know, it works sometimes. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,583.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,623.53, $8,1177 for a half ounce, or $405.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,623.53, $8,1177, and $405.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you guys heard about this segregation in schools where schools are splitting up girls and boys? And some people are upset. They're saying that's discrimination and it's against the Constitution, unconstitutional. Others are saying, great idea. I don't know. What do you guys think about this? 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. What they're doing is they're having single-sex classrooms, either boys or girls. And I believe South Carolina has more than 100 schools offering single-sex classes. The American Civil Liberties Union is having an issue with this, from what we understand, under pressure. Some of these single-sex programs have been dropped at schools from Missouri to Louisiana. But I believe there's one school in Idaho doing this. But, you know, many single-sex classes have been starting to proliferate, from what we understand. Apparently, the U.S. Education Department relaxed some restrictions, allowing classes to put girls in one, boys in the other. And I guess research has been showing boys, especially minority boys, are graduating at lower rates than girls and faring worse on tests. And from what we understand, over 500 public schools now have been doing all-boy or all-girl classrooms. Back 10 years ago, there were only about a dozen schools doing this. Now, more often. So what are the positives and what are the negatives? Well, the proponents are saying that the separation allows for tailored instruction, cuts down on the distractions. You know, girls are checking out the boys are checking out the girls. I never paid attention in class. I was always wondering what the boys are doing. Always. Of course, you know, if you have a kid that's not straight, that may not be as much of an issue. But, you know, for a lot of the kids, absolutely, the passing notes, the flirting, the texting. True, girls will text each other and boys will text to each other. But I think it does get rid of a distraction. That makes sense. They say critics have a problem with it because they say it promotes harmful gender stereotypes, deprives kids of equal educational opportunities. The ACLU claims many schools offer the classes in a way that conflicts with the U.S. Constitution and Title IX, a federal law banning sex discrimination in education. Now, I don't know much about that. I mean, I know there's been, you know, all girls schools and all boys schools, you know, private schools in the past. And remember, you know, the girls would on weekends try to sneak over to the boys' school, etc. You know, if they're learning the same material, and the same-sex grouping is improving everybody's scores involved, is it discrimination? Is it a negative? Or is it discrimination no matter what? And then taking it to that level, what about groups when our teachers, I mean, I remember when I was younger, all right, girls on this side of the room, boys on this side of the room. Girls come up with a group, boys come up with a group. We always had to group boys and girls. And then taking it a step further, in gym class, girls were in class separately, boys were in a separate class. Girls and boys didn't mix in gym a lot of times. There was girls' gym. We had a girl coach. There were boys' gym and a boy coach. And somebody could say, well, what about the stereotypes there? You're making girls feel they aren't as good as in athletics. That's just the way it was. Girls did PE or health and fitness with the girls. Boys did it with other boys. I mean, I remember home ec. There were no boys in my class. Now, I decided to switch over to shop, and I was the only girl in shop, right? Boys didn't like it. I thought it was cool. I loved hanging out in shop. But, I mean, there's been same-sex classrooms before. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, how I look at this is I don't look at it as a segregation issue. When they use that segregation issue, you know, it puts a racial spin on it. You know, but if boys and girls are getting the same instruction, let's take it a step further. Sex ed. When we got our sexual education, even my kids now, boys in one room, girls in another, and it's not the same education. Boys are being told about boy body parts. Girls are being told about girl body parts. Is that discrimination? Is that unconstitutional? I mean, how I look at it is our kids are failing. You know, we have a horrible academic record in the United States with our kids. And if a school thinks that putting a child in another atmosphere will help them learn, I would say all the power to it. I mean, one of my critiques with school nowadays is because schools are so understaffed, overloaded with kids, under budgeted, that they throw 40 kids into one room and everybody learns the same, and whoever drops out or whoever fails, they fail. What happened? Remember there was the gifted program? I believe there's still gifted programs. I was in the gifted program. I hated it because I couldn't hang out with my friends and the cute guys. So I would be pulled out of my class, segregated. I would be pulled out of my class to go to the gifted room and do gifted. And I hated it. I hated being a gifted. I hated the work we did. I couldn't stand it. But my mom and dad didn't want me to leave gifted because they said, you're gifted. And, it, you know, it's very complimentary, flattering. But, you know, is that discriminatory? All right, you guys here are gifted. You guys aren't. And then there was the remedial classes. Remember remedial, right, or special ed? And I'm not saying that system worked and that was the most ideal. But, you know, we, you know, they back then took children out and you know, would work on them, you know, differently. Now, in this case, you're just splitting up boys and girls. I mean, you aren't stratifying them into levels, although I still see the stratifications in school, like with reading groups. I remember one of the teachers, one of my children, he's excellent at math, but reading isn't his strong suit. And so he fell into a reading group that wasn't the highest, but the teacher had the groups listed in the classroom. And she claimed, oh, nobody knows, you know, who's the highest, who's the lowest. And my son's like, everybody knows. Everybody knows what red is and green is. And, you know, so why isn't the ACLU cracking down on that? My problem is you can't teach 40 children in a classroom the same way. Some kids may do better in different environments. Maybe we need to take the bullies out. I found it very distracting when there was a bully sitting next to me. And, of course, you couldn't do anything about it. You know, I mean, individualizing or regrouping, I think, is brilliant. I mean, when I was in medical school, when it came to anatomy, they said, okay, everybody, you know, divvy up into groups. Now, I came late that day. So by the time I figured out everybody was grouping up, everybody had groups. And so me and the stragglers. Now, it was great because we all got along and it was fine. But we grouped. And I got to tell you, the groups of four works. The groups of four were great. I mean, you know, because you have a cadaver. You know, you really can't have more than four people at one cadaver. So, I mean, we were very fortunate that, you know, we had people who donated their body to science and we were able to work. But, you know, I don't know if we should really be pushing this as a segregation issue. I mean, it's boys versus boys and girls. It's not even a versus. The boys are learning the same thing the girls are learning. But if they notice that the kids are doing better and they're tailoring the teaching style and technique, and the kids do well, I don't see the negatives. Because if they're going to push the whole stereotype thing, then why are you separating the girls and the boys in gym class? Well, Dr. Dahlia, yeah, that has to do with them changing, etc. No, I mean, after you change, you meet on the field. The boys played football, the girls played badminton. The boys played baseball, the girls played softball. Doesn't that stereotype? But we didn't care. We're like, fine. We go with the girls. We, you know, I mean, we got through. So, I don't know. We'll see where this goes. But, you know, I commend them for trying to do something different than just the same old, same old. And remember, some of these kids, you know, they're being diagnosed with ADD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, learning disabilities, dyslexia, etc. And some of these kids, they just need a different approach. They may need a more hands-on. You know, and many of you parents have probably seen that with your kids. One of your kids is a bookworm. You can look at a book. You can learn it. Other kids are like, I can't read this and understand it. I can't read my way through this calculus. Show me. Give me an example of what this means. Volume versus surface area. All right, guys, when we come back, we're Medical Headlines. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dolly Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, Batman is in the news today. Even though Spider-Man, I thought, was very well done. Spider-Man movie, little Garfield guy, he did very well. He is an amazing actor. Is it Andrew Garfield, I think? He was in The Social Network. He played Spider-Man. Some people say they like the first original Spider-Man better with Tobey Maguire. I thought they both were excellent. Very well done movies. I don't think I'd spend money on the 3D. A couple times I ducked, but that was it. That's how I rate 3D movies. How many times you duck, you know, and have to hide. And so I would say I would probably, you know, save the money on 3D. The problem with 3D is you take a family of four, you're already up at 50-some bucks, right, for the movie. And then somebody could say, well, if you really don't need the 3D, why don't you wait till you could rent it? Probably right, right? Redbox. But anyway, Batman is in the news because some British physics students have calculated that Batman in his current uniform would crash and die if he tried to glide. Now, four students from the University of Leicester said that while Batman could glide using his cape, like he does in Batman Begins in 2005, his landing would almost prove fatal. They say if Batman wanted to survive the flight, he would need a bigger cape. I'm telling you, these are physics students. I mean, in college, right? This boy, David Marshall, 22, is one of the students in his final year in the 4-year master of physics degree. That's more physics than I ever had. I believe him. They said, or if he preferred to keep his style intact, he could opt for using active propulsion, such as jets, to keep himself aloft. Now, I know what some of you guys are thinking. Geeks! No, listen, I think these students are smart, okay? What you do when you're a student, all right, is if you want to do something fun or interesting that's fun to you, or not the typical boring physics type of project, and trust me, all right, I've taken biology, chemistry, and physics. Physics is boring. I don't like physics. These guys are probably more wily than you think. They're probably like, well, you know what? Our teacher wants us to do a thesis. All right, let's do something on Batman. We can make it fun. I don't blame them. You know, we had to in medical school, I've told you all about this. When I was in medical school, we had to pick a community center or a facility in the community that helped people. So, you know, one group of students did hospice. Another one did the women's shelter. One did for, you know, homeless, people, residents, you know, and, you know, pretty sad stuff. You know, so I told my group, I go, okay, we got to have some fun with this. Let's do the STD clinic. So we did the STD clinic, and then I decided we'd make a slideshow of how to get an STD. So even though we were wearing clothes, it looked like we weren't. We were in bed saying, look, you know, you could get an STD with heterosexual activity. And then there was a picture of me in one of them. And then you could get an STD doing homosexual activity. And then we had two of the guys. You could get an STD from prostitutes. And I dressed up as a prostitute. We went to the Mustang Ranch, which is a brothel in northern Nevada. Took pictures of me there. Of course, guys started to come up to me, but I left because I'm like, oh, I'm so scared. Oh, I'm so scared. They're going to throw money at me. Yeah, I was such a prude. But anyway, yeah, maybe I should have waited until somebody threw some money at me, but they weren't going to throw money at me unless, you know. But I dressed up like a prostitute, so I guess I had the look down. And then you can't get STDs from animals. So we did a slideshow, and then we did a movie. And I've told you guys this story, and I'm sorry if I sound redundant, but we did really well on this project, but the movie was fun. So one of the other students, his name is Jeff, he comes into the clinic. I'm the doctor. I tell him, you know, he needs to, you know, take off his clothes so we can examine him, and, you know, he ends up, well, anyway, I'm not going to go too far into it, but it was very funny. We had, even the teacher was rolling on the floor laughing. That's what we wanted to do. So anyway, yes, people probably thought we were geeks or dorks. You probably think we were geeks or dorks. But I got to tell you, we got through an assignment that was absolutely hilarious. Just hilarious. And if these students, they titled their paper Trajectory of a Falling Batman. And I guess they said that if he jumped from 150 meter or 492 foot building, the 15 foot wingspan of his cape would allow him to glide 1148 feet. He'd reach a speed of about 70 miles an hour, hitting the ground at a life-threatening speed of 50. So, kind of cool. Good for them. Yeah, a little geeky, a little dorky. What are you gonna do? Alright, well, it's better than this study. They say uncircumcised boys have a higher risk of bladder infections. Well, duh. Anyway, study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal finds that uncircumcised boys have a higher risk of UTIs, urinary tract infections, than circumcised boys. Duh. This condition could lead to kidney damage and scarring. The risk of infection was higher in uncircumcised boys, no matter how much of their urethral opening was visible. Do we really have to talk about the anatomy of an uncircumcised versus a circumcised child? No? Good. Thank you. Anyway, so, you know, there's some controversy going on in New York right now about banning circumcision. There was an Orthodox rabbi who performed circumcision and I guess put his mouth on it to stop bleeding. I'm not sure what happened to the process. I've never seen a bris, a Jewish circumcision done like that. I've never seen any mouth issues with it, but I know, in the olden days they did a variety of things that we would be shocked, but it was normal then. And so in New York City, they want to ban circumcision because of this, because apparently the rabbi had oral herpes type 1, and it gave the boys oral herpes in the genital area. So, you know, there's a lot of controversy with circumcision. Me being a physician, my issue with the circumcision is, and we circumcise our boys, is I've gotten adults and I've had children come in where they had the phimosis or they couldn't retract the foreskin. And it's very scary for them when they're older to think that they're going to have a surgery now to fix something that probably could have been, you know, addressed as a baby when they, you know, weren't as aware and they didn't have to be put under. And also the risk of penile cancer, HIV, a lot of controversy with, you know, should we do circumcision just globally to prevent the spread of HIV? I mean, it won't prevent it 100% by any means, but things hide in the foreskin. So, you know, as a physician, you know, with circumcision, I definitely see the benefits. But as far as bladder infections and UTIs, yeah, that makes some sense. You know, we got to make sure these kids stay clean if obviously they opt not to. All right, let's move on. Babies who are born in families that have dogs end up doing better. They say, and we've talked about this a lot of times on the show, it's same story, different day, but more and more studies are saying kids born into families with dogs have less breathing problems and infections. We didn't plan it that way with my kids, but we adopted two rescue dogs, one before each child was born. Maybe it's because I was in my later months of pregnancy and I was just in that adopting mood. I don't know. Or luck of the draw, we came upon these dogs that needed to be rescued. But, and knock on wood, my kids didn't have asthma. They did fairly well, cough and cold wise. So they say researchers found that Finnish babies who lived with a dog or a cat spent fewer weeks with ear infections, coughs, running noses, and were less likely to need antibiotics. They think dogs or cats have a protective effect on the respiratory function. Nothing new. Nothing new. This is another study of what we discussed earlier. But kind of cool stuff. Now, if you get asthma later in life, that's when we have to take the pets out of the house. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tadler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that are Android users, we do have the Dr. Dahlia app. It is free. Go to my website and you can download the Dr. Dahlia app, and then you'll be able to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. Yay, we talk about everything on this show. Politics, medical news, entertainment news. Sad news today, Usher's stepson, I believe he's only 11 years old, declared brain dead after a jet ski accident. They say no alcohol was involved, but possibly a family member was in an inner tube, and these kids were being pulled behind, and the tube ran over one of the kids, and Usher's stepson has been declared brain dead. Very, very frightening stuff. Let me see if I have some details here. TMZ is reporting that Kyle Glover, the sons of Usher's ex-wife Tamika Foster, has not been experienced any brain activity. Apparently, he was unresponsive when he was taken out of the water. They were struck by a man on a jet ski while they were floating in inner tubes. See, you know, it's frustrating. I used to work in an ER in Lake Havasu, and these jet ski accidents, these water accidents, are some of the most frightening. And I think people feel a sense of safety being in water, because they think you aren't falling against asphalt and there's no cars. And it could even be more dangerous than you think. And unfortunately, he's suffering through this, so our prayers are with him. You know, another frightening story was this off-duty officer was, I guess, at a, you know, just kind of at a party. And a woman celebrating at the party decides to run up to him and give him a big juicy hug. Well, his weapon fired and ends up shooting her in the chest. This happened at about 12:30 in the morning. Police Sergeant Aaron Stevens. It was, I'm trying to see what city this happened in. Okay, let me see here. Apparently the woman embraced the officer from behind, causing the holstered weapon to accidentally discharge. It punctured Adesha Miller, would have turned 25 today. The bullet punctured her lung, hit her heart, died at a hospital. Now, this he was a Detroit officer. He's going to remain on administrative duties while authorities investigate the shooting. The officer's name was not released. I mean, this is a freak accident. This is something you would, you know, I, and, you know, you know, we have, you know, our CCW, and we you know, have guns, and of course they're locked up from the kids, et cetera. You know, but many people that conceal carry, this is one of these nightmares where you're like, how could that happen? Now, of course, you know, where, how large was the holster, right? Was the trigger deep into the holster? Was it loose? Was there, I mean, was it some big force? But, I mean, people run up to other people who are concealed, you don't really hear this happen all the time. But when something like this happens, something as simple as a hug, causing the weapon to fire, you know, you wonder, was there an issue with the holster, what? So, you know, what could be posted as we get news on that? But just, you know, frightening stuff. All right, let's try to talk about something a little less frightening here. They say if you think like a bee, it could reverse brain aging. Now, I don't know how bees think. I always thought if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. But scientists at ASU, Arizona State University, discovered that older honeybees can effectively reverse brain aging when they take on responsibilities usually handled by much younger bees. What? How do they test this? Anyway, they say as bees have the same kind of brain cells as humans, the findings have suggested that people can adapt their social lives to help their minds stay younger. Okay, well, we know that. You know, we always say, you know, that, you know, as we age, we should probably be taking classes, get back into school, right, and have that stress of needing to memorize topics so you could pass a test, etc. Well, they say scientists found that the aging process in bees resembled that in humans. After just 2 weeks, they say bees have worn wings, hairless bodies, lose brain function. Wow. But once the bees were presented with the opportunity to care for larval babies again, they actually significantly improved their ability to learn new things. They discovered changes to a protein called PRX6, which is found in humans and is known to protect against dementia. So they say social interventions change how you deal with your surroundings, and it's something you could do to keep your brain. Okay, so think like bees. I still don't buy it. Just tell us to stay active, okay? Just tell us stay active. You don't have to try to, you know, compare us to a bee. I don't like bees. Bees sting. I don't like bees at all. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say knee ligament injuries may be more common in men. Now, you know, we see football players blow out their knee. I guess I was watching American Ninja Warrior, and one of the contestants had blown out his ACL the year before. But doctors think that maybe just male knees are more prone to your anterior cruciate ligament tears than women. The Swedish study, published in the American Journal of Sports Medicine, counted the injuries across the entire Swedish population, not just among players of sports. They say the ACL, which we know is the stabilizing ligament of the knee, most often injured during sports where you have to pivot, quick turns like basketball, soccer, skiing. And it's estimated that 80,000 of these ligament injuries take place in the U.S. I'm surprised it's not more. But they say that women, let me see here, the women did not appear to be as injured like men. They say men accounted for 60% of the tears. Women experience them at younger ages, like 11 to 20, as opposed to 21 to 30 for men. So what does this mean? Do women hurt their ligaments earlier? Are women not as active as men? They don't take the chances like men do. I don't know. I mean, I do have to agree, I don't see a lot of women with ACL injuries. I also have to say, knock on wood, when I had my skiing accident and I blew out my knee, I didn't need surgery. I just needed physical therapy. Now, I think, you know, I've seen many men injure their knee with that great a force of an injury like I had. So how come my knee was strong enough to withstand it? Makes you wonder. Things that make you go, All right, let's move on. Another thing that makes us go, meatball company recalls 300,000 pounds of meat. That's a lot of meatballs. New Jersey meatball manufacturers recalling more than 300,000 pounds of meat due to possible listeria contamination. Again, Bridgeton, New Jersey-based Buona Vita Inc. Incorporated has recalled 324,770 pounds of frozen, ready-to-eat meat and poultry products produced in May, including meatballs, chicken and beef patties, loaves of chicken and beef, a chicken loaf. I don't think I've ever had a chicken loaf. You know what I want to try is a turducken. What is that? What's it? It's a turkey, a chicken, and duck. I've always wanted to try a turducken. Okay, but anyway, back to this. I don't think there has been any reports of illnesses. See, you know, remember, a lot of these foods have listeria on them. A lot of these foods have E. coli, listeria. There's bacteria, you know, but we're supposed to cook them off. You know, when you cook them and you heat them, we've talked about that. But if these are already pre-cooked and you just have to heat, if somebody does it halfway, you got a problem. So, of course, they recall. That's what they do, total recall. Ooh, which, by the way, there's a total recall remake coming out. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please stay tuned. Download the Android app on my website at drdiet.com. But most of all, be safe. God bless y'all.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.